Taylor Wallace here live in Studio 1A, but I'm not alone. I'm joined by Jack Wilson, Austin's Jack Wilson, flanked by a lot of wonderful musicians. Jack, thanks for being here this afternoon.
Thanks for having us.
You and everyone. We'll talk about everyone, all these great people behind you now, but let's start with the song.
Everybody's talking like they already know the twist at the ending, the glamour and the glow. Rubber curtains on the motel window, skin to the ceiling, head full of ghosts.
We're here live in Studio 1A with Austin's Jack Wilson in support of his new album, Cammy Coming to Get Me. That comes out on Saturday. There's an album release show supporting that at Empire Control Room with Batty Jr. and Marijuana Sweet Tooth supporting that bill. And that song we just heard, In My Way, you heard that yesterday. It was our KUTX Song of the Day yesterday. And while we're at it, let's just throw this out there, too. Jack Wilson is our guest DJ for My KUTX on this Saturday, playing a whole hour of local Austin musicians. Jack, hello.
Hi.
I'm moving instruments
now.
I'll keep talking
no,
while
keep
you're
talking.
So you're flanked here, you're backdropped here by quite your backdrop here is studded by a lot a who's who of Austin musicians. Can you introduce us to the rest of you?
Sure. I've got all my favorite people from Austin playing with me right now. I've got Aaron Casper playing lead guitar, Christopher Cox on bass, Andrew Stevens on drums. Andrew and I made a record together when we were 19. That was a very long time ago. Wesley Essery on the keys, and Grace Park singing.
All musicians you had who have been in Studio 1A in various forms before. Some of you guys I've hosted myself here in Studio 1A. And people you'll see all around town now backing you for your fourth album, or your third album, but it's been 4 years.
Right.
You've been fatherhood and opening a business. You might say you've been raising and nurturing two babies.
Lots of babies, actually.
Lots
How many
babies.
People work for me? I nurture them too. But they nurture me as well, so I think it goes both ways.
So catch us up. What's been going on in the last 4 years?
I don't know. I've been working so hard, not sleeping, but I guess in the last 2 years, I've been knocking out this record with Dan Dzinski from Cross Record and Loma in my spare time. And then I brought in all my favorite people to help kind of bring it to life. We kind of went backwards. You know, we like, instead of forming a band and playing gigs and then making a record with the money from the gigs, I just made the record and then hired the band, and then everyone learned the parts, and everyone's been super supportive and helpful and did all their homework, and I don't know, I feel honored.
So you said you've been working on this for about 2 years. Has it been a gradual slow, or has it kind of did it take off really quickly for you?
No,
at one
it
point?
Was honestly like one day a month.
Wow.
Like 2 days a month for 2 years. We would, like, Dan and I would just take the whole day and, you know, just kind of mess around with sounds. And he kind of fostered certain songs, listened to everything I'd written and said we should do these. And I don't know, it was really fun and a really different way to make a record.
And so there's a lot of, in this record, there's a lot happening on the sonic landscape of this record. You're playing with a lot of sounds. How has the last 4 years, and I imagine where do you find inspiration? I kind of imagine you find part of it on the stage of your own business.
Yeah, I mean, we're choosing Dan and Emily from Cross Record to make the record with was definitely not an accident, and I really loved the projects that they had worked on, their own record, Molly Birch's record, their Loma record that's about to come out on Sub Pop, and and so really I chose them to kind of help foster this sound. So other bands too, but certainly Dan and Emily and Cross Record was a big push towards, you know, the alternative sounds of this record.
Excellent. We're here in Studio 1A with Jack Wilson talking about his new record, Cammy Coming to Get Me. There's a release show for that new record. It's on Saturday at Empire Control Room with Batty Jr. and Marijuana Sweet Tooth supporting that bill. What are we going to hear next?
We're going to hear a song called Lazy Eye. I was just going to also say that Aaron plays in Marijuana Sweet Tooth as well, so he's going to be on double duty on Saturday.
He'll be sleeping hard on Sunday.
God bless your lazy eyes. Puts me in my place. I never heard such a quiet surprise. Sound off your tongue really blows my mind. Streets of silver.
That's Austin's Jack Wilson. We're here live in Studio 1A, listening to some songs, talking about his new record, Cammy Coming to Get Me. He and his incredible local Austin lineup band will be playing Saturday at Empire Control Room, supporting that album with Batty Jr. and Marijuana Sweet Tooth, also on that bill. You can check out everything we've talked about today and these two songs and a bonus third song soon at KUTX.org. And don't forget, at 6 o'clock on Saturday, Jack Wilson is our guest host this week on My KUTX, playing an hour of some of his favorite local bands, including Wooden Wire, Matt the Electrician, and Sweet Spirit. Jack, thank you for being here. Everyone, all of you, thank you so much for being here in the middle of this afternoon on a Thursday.
Thank you so much for having us. It's super fun.
My name is Taylor Wallace. You're listening to KUTX 98.9, your Austin music experience. But, our Studio 1A today was mixed by Cliff Hargrove, assisted by Jake Perlman. Our multimedia crew today is led by Gabrielle Perez, assisted by Nick Griffin. And thanks especially to our Studio 1A producer, Deidre Gott. You're listening to KUTX 98.9.